Welcome to the Southwest Life Podcast with your host, me, Vicky DeLuzio, where we will talk about things to boost your health, improve your relationships, find new things to do with your family, and talk with business owners in the area, and more. Thanks for being here and enjoy the show. Hi guys, today I have Christina with Scorpion Sportswear, and I want to just introduce her to you and let her tell you all about her and her family.
Hi everyone, my name is Christina and I'm with Scorpion Sportswear and Apparel. I currently live in Surprise, Arizona. I'm married, I've got three wonderful, crazy kids, and I'm happy to be here with you guys today.
So can you tell me a little bit about your background and how you got into sportswear and apparel?
Absolutely. So, I have three kids and they're in sports and, we always have to like get uniforms and spirit gear and all of that type of stuff. And we just kind of got excited. People, we would start to make some of our own things. And some people would be like, hey, we like that. Could you make something for us? So my husband and I decided that, we can go into somewhat of the apparel business. And then we also noticed that a lot of the companies that people were getting stuff from, if you had like a team of 12 and then you ended up getting five more people, you weren't able to get the uniforms because they had gotten them from, a different country, or they didn't have enough of a minimum order to get it. So we saw some of the problems that some of the teams were going through here. So we decided to get our own, business going and to get our own, clientele and get our own people that we work with. So that's something that we wanted to do. And we actually do it at an affordable price because everybody knows that when you have kids in sports, it could be anywhere between $100, $125 a uniform, and that's a lot, especially when you have more than one kid. So we do have very affordable prices for teams, and also for schools as well when you need bulk items. And we don't just do sports; we do like custom T-shirt people. We do spirit gear, fan gear. We work with the local businesses. If you need some T-shirts for your company, we do events as well. If you have like say a track event and you want to sell your logo on a t-shirt, we can split the profits for you. We'll set up the vendor. We'll do everything for you. So that's basically how we started. We started because we had kids. They were things and people kind of like some of the things that we were putting out and wearing. And we just decided, hey, let's go ahead and start our own small business and do that. And then also here in Surprise, we really didn't have a lot of people when we went to see where we can get uniforms from. A lot of people had to go to Chandler, like wants to go all the way to the other side to get stuff, not saying that it's bad. I'm just saying that sometimes you want something that's local, when you want to get a nice beer or some nice food, you want to be able to do that locally. You don't want to always have to go to Peoria or Glendale. If you live in Surprise, you want to be able to have some options here. So we want to be one of those options for everyone out here in Surprise and everywhere else as well. You can use this as well. No problem. We want to be here for our family here in Surprise.
Yeah, absolutely. I know sometimes our sons have been in teams and it's not just 12, it's 15 kids or it's 17 kids. It's some weird off number. And if they have to order some strange size, number of products, then you're totally out. And then they have to charge more for the whole team or charge more for that one kid if they get added on late. I know it's been a total mess for some kids or the poor kid. There was one little kid on my daughter's team and I don't think they sized the kids right. And she was a larger girl and they were trying to fit her into a small size shirt. And I was thinking if they had a local person, they could have just gotten her a better shirt for her size. And I'm sure they found someone from the other side of the valley to just bulk order something. And I felt so bad for this little girl because when she was running around playing soccer, that shirt did not fit that poor girl. And she was just like really tall and big for her age. And this poor girl, oh man, it broke my heart to see her like that. But I didn't even know the closest place was like in Chandler. That's like an hour and a half away sometimes with traffic. So
yeah, there's some other places in Peoria or Glendale, but it all depends on, what you're looking for. Some people want screen print, some people want sublimation. Some people like heat transfer vinyl. So it all depends on what they're looking for. You know, there's not a lot of companies here that do sublimation, and a lot of the time sublimation is outsourced. And sometimes when sublimation is outsourced, it's outsourced to China. So if you have a big order and you send it out, it takes, you know, a couple of weeks to come in. But then if you need to add on one or two people, the cost is astronomical. So mm-hmm. what we try with the company is when we do outsource our sublimation, because let me make that clear, we do have to outsource our sublimation. We do not do it to China. We like to try and keep companies here in the U.S. and work with companies in the U.S. to get our products here. And then we know, you know, what they're using, you know, the safety precautions and all of that stuff. So we try to support American businesses, and we also try to support other local businesses. So if we need to get our stuff wholesale, we like to use local businesses as well.
What is sublimation? I'm not familiar with that.
Sublimation is like if you have a uniform and it's all dyed in, all the numbers, everything is dyed into the actual uniform.
Oh, okay. I'm not familiar with all these terms, so I have to
ask. That's okay. And screen printing, it's kind of like an ink that they put on the shirt. Mm-hmm. And then heat transfer vinyl, it's sort of like a plastic type material that's on. So.
Yeah, I think that's what a lot of people use, right? The for the littler kids, maybe? I'm not sure, I would think.
A lot of people use screen printing, and a lot of people use heat transfer vinyl. So. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. So why scorpion sportswear? Do you sting?
No, we don't sting, but we were coming up with a name and we thought we wanted to use something for like Arizona. And when you think of mm-hmm. Arizona, you think of heat, snakes, scorpion, cacti. So it was like, oh, we like scorpion and scorpion uh-huh. sportswear. We thought that had a nice little ring to it.
Yeah, it has the sounds. So I'm not thinking of the words. The two sounds that sound alike. So at the beginning, I'm not thinking of that alliteration. There we go, alliteration. So you have the alliteration sound, but you sting all your competition and you get them. That's it.
I like that. We might have to put that on the website.
There you go. Or you shock them or something. And how long have you guys been in business?
A little less than a year. We started off and, you know, we did everything the right way. We just, you know, to go straight small business and get everything going legally. We pay taxes. We do all of that stuff. So
perfect.
Yeah, a little less than a year.
Yeah, getting everything set up. Yeah, getting everything set up with LLCs and all that is a fun time.
Yes.
How has COVID changed your business?
Right now we have, we're very slow with business. Most of our stuff is through, you know, club teams and sports teams and schools, and no one's playing any sports right now. So that's like the bulk of our business. And then even with small businesses, they had to cut a lot of people from working. Everyone's trying to cut costs. No one really needs t-shirts when you're just, you know, at the house. So, you know, it's been really tough, but we're making it through. So, you know, we're just waiting for the storm to pass, and we hope that everything works out well, and sports and events and small businesses can continue to, you know, get better. And we're just hanging around waiting.
Yeah. And I think saying, you know, that you're really working with a lot of local businesses and American made businesses, that's going to be your key to success because you want to do everything locally. And I think a lot of people are going to really find that pride in American made is going to be a great thing for people to join back together once everything starts renewing itself and people start getting back to whatever the normal is going to be after all of this.
Exactly. We're just waiting patiently. Just waiting.
Yeah. Everything comes at its own time, even though we sometimes want to force it. So what has one of the toughest things been as being a business owner?
Just being a business owner right now for us is just building up our clients, you know, our just having a lot more business coming in. Advertising is pretty big too, you know, where you can advertise and how much it costs to advertise. So we just want to our client base. And once we have a solid foundation with that, word of mouth is always the best way that news passes, especially when you're doing a good job. So that's basically been the biggest challenge, just getting our client base up.
Yeah. And then you hit COVID, which kind of slowed everything down. But I think it'll pick up once everything slowly starts revving up again. And then what are the biggest rewards you've had?
The biggest rewards, obviously, when you see someone wearing something that you had a hand in, you know, you create that project or it was theirs and you brought it to life. And then just people saying, you know, thank you, and just giving referrals saying that you did a great job and, you know, that you had great customer service, because we do thrive on the customer service. We want to make sure that we're giving you that great experience. I know for me, you know, when I order something, I hate when someone doesn't respond, or they don't want to, you know, return or refund, or they don't have a clear guideline of what they can and cannot do. And then you're frustrated in the product, or you don't like it and you're not willing to fix it, or, you know, make some sort of negotiation with you. So we pride ourselves on customer service. We like to give the customer what they want, you know, and we just, that's the best part of being in a business, making people happy.
And so many times the kids even keep their shirts later. They wear them around and have that pride in wearing them around later after the sports team year. And so hopefully, like, people were like, oh, looking in the label and seeing, oh, who made this shirt? So hopefully, you know, you'll have that too, to look for people to look back on, who made this shirt. It's still hanging around. It's still a good shirt. Or people make them into quilts too. So, yeah. You know, having that longevity too, because people keep that as memorabilia. So,
yeah, absolutely.
Is there anything else you'd like to tell our guests about your business, about what you're passionate about?
We're just passionate about making apparel, making custom apparel. We are passionate about servicing our local community and being there for them. We would definitely like you to check us out on the website, scorpionsportswear.com. Like I said, we don't just do sports. I know right now with business being slow, we're kind of venturing into other things. We also do custom hats. We do embroidery. You know, we do those type of things. Like if you have a new baby coming and you want an announcement blanket, well, we do those type of things. So right now we're working on, you know, making some things and putting it up on the website. So, I mean, if there's anything that people want or need, feel free to reach out to us and see if we can do it for you. And if we can't, we'll definitely let you know. We don't just waste your time. If we could do it, we're going to do it. If we can't, we'll also refer other local businesses that may be able to help you with that. So it's not all about us. We just want to help everyone and just be supportive of all the small businesses here in Surprise.
That's awesome. Working hand in hand with other businesses. And I'll make sure that there's a link in the show notes to your website so that people can find you easily after listening to this episode. Well, thank you so much, Christina, for being here with us and taking the time to explain your business. And hopefully people will get back with whatever sport they're passionate about real soon. And have to have the apparel to be flashing off whatever sport they're in, and hopefully we'll get back to the Olympics too, because that was kind of sad that the Olympics were canceled. I know I was looking forward to the Olympics, but we might have some future Olympians in Surprise that you might be putting some uniforms on someday.
Absolutely. And not just the uniforms. We can make those custom t-shirts. We can make hats. We can do all of those different things. Just give us a look up on the website and see exactly what we've got to offer you. We've got plenty.
I think future Olympian would be a great hat. I think that would be awesome hat for you guys to make for someone. Even if they can't play sports right now, they can practice in their backyard.
Exactly. Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
You have a wonderful day.
You too.